Well, to physically examine an object, a dog must use their mouth. After all, lacking an opposable thumb, their paws aren't much use at picking things up. Chewing begins in puppyhood during the teething stage, which can last as long as a year. The chewing action helps relieve the puppy's aching gums and build strong jaws, muscles, and ligaments. That's why I always try to recommend floor hockey with an ice cube because it kind of numbs out the gums. Chewing is a natural canine behavior, but the problem with puppies is that they don't know when it's okay to chew and what isn't. And think about it. If you were a dog, wouldn't you be attracted to the soft leather moccasins infused not only with the scents of the grocery store and the Grand Canyon? Boy, I wish I had that kind of budget. But also with the Eau de Gloria human.
The what?
The Eau de Gloria human.
Oh, okay.
The good old human.
Gotcha.
Named Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
What, are lights on, nobody's home in your head right now?
That's about it, yeah.
Okay. To start off, to start your puppy off on the proper sensory exploration track, you need to provide them with appropriate chew toys. And keep your shoes on your feet or behind the closet doors. And you should encourage your puppy to examine their toys and make them taste and smell good. I try to recommend like either cow's hoof or a bullwinkle for the puppy to chew on. Sometimes on the rubber toys, you can smear some chicken fat or bacon grease and just a very small amount so you don't want them to get any diarrhea. And some rubber toys can also be stuffed with a combination of a little bit of dollop of peanut butter and cookies or Cheese Whiz if your dog doesn't like peanut butter, or you can do little liver treats as well. So that's what I would recommend. But remember, don't make the mistake of letting your dog chew on your shoes because he doesn't know the difference between your old Nike shoes mm-hmm. and your brand new Nike ones. So the other good thing that you could do with your doggy if you want for chewing is you can give them, you know, sterilized knuckle bones or thigh bones are basically acceptable. But bones that splinter is not recommended. And remember, once the teething stage is over, chewing doesn't necessarily stop. Dogs who are bored or anxious find chewing to be either stimulating or a soothing activity. And chewing stimulates the dog's mind because they're learning about their surroundings, especially when they're puppies. And it's a lot more interesting than just lying around all day long. And remember, chewing has a tranquilizing effect on dogs who miss their owners, especially if they find something that belongs to the people to chew on because your scent's there. So if neither of these situations seem to be the problem, remember just to take your dog to the vet for a checkup because inflamed gums could be also causing the pain.